KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, we have some showers and thunderstorms in the listening area. 69 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Well, a crowd of a little more than 40 people attended Monday night's public hearing in Greenfield pertaining to the construction of a large hog confinement operation in Adair County. Auditor Mindy Schaefer says the meeting went very well.
15 people spoke, all against the confinement.
Eric Taylor has applied for a permit to construct a 2,480-head hog confinement feeding facility in Adair County's Richland Township. Past history has shown that emotions can run high in opposition to factory farms, but Schaefer said those who spoke stuck to the time limit.
They were given 3 minutes to speak, and most of them were done before that, and the ones that talked right up to 3 minutes, they were respectful and stopped, you know, when the timer went off, and it was a very well-run meeting.
And the Adair County Board of Supervisors are slated to discuss the permit application and act based upon the master matrix scoring and written public comments. Forward their recommendation to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. KJAN News Time is 9:01.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
A person adjusting their radio was cited for following too closely following a chain reaction accident Sunday evening about 4 miles south of Shenandoah in Fremont County. Sheriff's officials say Alexandria Snyder of Macedonia was traveling north on Highway 59 at around 6:13 p.m. when she took her eyes off the road to tune her radio. She didn't notice a vehicle in front of her was stopped, waiting for an unknown semi to turn left onto 250th Street and ran into the back of the vehicle. Following the collision between Snyder's Ford F-150 pickup and the 2002 Hyundai driven by Andrea Candemil of Omaha, Nebraska, Candemil's car slammed into a 2005 Lexus GX driven by Elaine Bauman of Town and Country, Missouri, who was also waiting for the semi to turn left. Candemil and Ilsa Candemil suffered minor injuries in the crash and were transported to the Shenandoah Hospital for treatment. No other injuries were reported. Officials have set up 10 security cameras to keep watch over levees protecting South Sioux City from Missouri River floodwater. The city wants to keep people away from the levees, and officials say that the camera will help identify any trespassers. National Guardsmen and local officers have been providing security. The Army Corps of Engineers predicts the Missouri River will remain 5 to 7 feet above flood stage in much of Nebraska and Iowa and may rise as high as 10 feet above flood stage in Missouri until at least mid-August. Sioux City Administrator Lance Hedquist said that once the flood threat has passed, the city will lease the cameras to the private sector. Officials say a joint college campus in South Sioux City will reopen on August the 1st. The South Sioux City College Center has been closed this summer because of flood concerns from the nearby Missouri River. The center is shared by Northeast Community College and Wayne State College. A berm was built in June to protect the center, and college officials say it will remain in place as a precaution. The classes begin in late August. Corn supplies are projected to be higher than expected this fall. A bigger crop would ease concerns of a grain shortage and could slow food inflation later this year. The U.S. Ag Department says today 880 million bushels of corn will be left over when the harvest begins, and that's an increase from the previous estimate of 730 million acres. Farmers planted the second biggest corn crop this year since World War II. News of the big corn crop brought down global corn prices 20% over the last month. That means food inflation will likely slow in 2012 because it takes about 6 months for ingredient prices to be passed on from food processors to the grocery aisles. A big jump in whooping cough cases is cited in a State of Iowa report on diseases. The Iowa Department of Public Health said in its 2010 Iowa Surveillance of Notifiable and Other Diseases report covers the more than 60,000 reports of infectious diseases that were submitted to the state disease surveillance programs. The state says the number of vaccine-preventable diseases dropped compared to a three-year average. But the state says mumps and pertussis cases increased 73% for mumps and 229% for whooping cough. Health Department Director Dr. Patricia Quinlisk says there were 705 reported cases of whooping cough reported last year. She says most adults haven't had a vaccination since childhood, so they probably have little or no immunity left to whooping cough, which is also called pertussis. A 25-year-old Ankeny woman who posed as a pregnant woman and contacted several couples about adopting her baby has pleaded guilty to perjury and filing a false report. Tracy Bess is scheduled to be sentenced August 22nd, and if a judge approves, will get a six-year suspended person sentence and probation. Authorities say Bess was arrested in May after filing a false sexual assault report under the name of Tara Schneider. Court documents say prospective parents from several states traveled to Iowa in an attempt to close an adoption. J.D. and Jennifer Jordis told Des Moines television station KCCI that they traveled from Nebraska to meet Tara Schneider, who turned out to be Bess. A state audit shows a former accounting clerk at the Glenwood Resource Center admitted to taking money from an account set up for the developmentally disabled residents at that facility. Deputy State Auditor Tammy Cushun says that 56-year-old Carol Tibben made 17 unauthorized cash withdrawals from the center's clearing account between January 2009 and June 2010.
The clearing account is actually an account that is set up with funds for the residents, so it is their money. And it's used for activities. You know, they might take them on outings or out to eat, some things like that.
Tibben resigned from the state-run Glenwood Resource Center after she was confronted about the missing cash. The audit shows that Tibben took $3,360.
Of that amount, she repaid, I believe, just over $2,500, leaving a balance of about $850 that was not repaid.
The woman told investigators she planned to repay all the money.
I think she gave some indication that she was, just trying to help out with some personal bills and that she also had been doing some gambling.
Tibben pleaded guilty to third-degree theft several weeks ago. She was given a deferred judgment in order to repay the state's cost of the investigation, as well as the remaining $850 she took from the Glenwood Resource Center. An Oskaloosa chiropractor, already given 12 years in prison for sexually abusing patients, has pleaded guilty to two similar charges. Jason Ebelscheiser pleaded guilty on Monday to sexual abuse and assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse. In January, Ebelscheiser was sentenced for sexual abuse, two counts of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, and one count of tampering with medical records. A jury had convicted him on the four counts, acquitted him on two other counts of sexual abuse, and couldn't reach a verdict on two more counts. Well, on Monday, Ebelscheiser changed his pleas to guilty on those counts after one was reduced. He was arrested in 2009 after being accused of abusing women ages 17 to 46. Authorities say a 74-year-old sex offender from Western Iowa has died at the Iowa State Penitentiary's medical unit in Fort Madison. Jack Franks was found unresponsive without a pulse or heartbeat in his bed early Sunday morning. Because Franks had signed a do not resuscitate or DNR order, no attempt to revive him was made. The man had suffered from several conditions, including coronary artery disease. Franks was serving a 20-year sentence that began in July of 2005. He'd been convicted in Pottawatomie County of four counts of lascivious acts with a child. The board that governs Iowa's public universities is expected to select new leadership after its two top officials announced plans to step down under pressure from Governor Terry Branstad. The Iowa Board of Regents will meet by telephone today to replace David Miles, president, and President Pro Tem Jack Evans, who announced on Monday they were relinquishing their leadership roles but remaining on the board. Branstad asked the two to resign in May, and Miles said they initially declined but eventually agreed after the situation had become a distraction for the board. The new leaders, selected by the 9-member board, will serve out the rest of their terms, which runs through April 30th. The change comes as the board searches for a new president for Iowa State University. And Republican Governor Terry Branstad says Iowa's budget is better off than most every other state, and he rejects the suggestion the state spending plan for the next 12 months uses some sort of the gimmicks he criticized former Democratic Governor Chet Culver for employing.
Those are the bad budgeting practices that we came here to correct, and for the most part, I think we got that done. There's a few areas we may still need to do more, but I'm very pleased with the progress we made in 1 year.
Branstad is critical of an analysis from the Nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency that concludes the state budget plan approved by legislators last month shifts $272 million from one-time funding sources and uses the money for ongoing state expenses. Branstad snapped at a reporter who asked him about the topic Monday morning.
You don't have your facts right. You don't have your facts right. The truth of the matter is, and you can't have it both ways. The fact is we made the tough decisions on the budget.
State agencies began laying off workers last week, and Branstad said he's not sure how many state employees will lose their jobs.
Well, we don't know exactly because the decision is made department by department. But I want to commend our department heads. I think they've done a phenomenal job. They inherited a terrible mess.
According to Branstad, state agencies were saddled with a contract with unionized state workers that was approved during Democratic Governor Chet Culver's final days in office.
Initially, we thought there'd be many more layoffs than there is actually going to be, just because of the financial mess we inherited and the overspending and the use of one-time money and all of those kind of things we had to straighten out. But I think our department heads have done a good job, and I think they've been innovative and looked at how do we deliver the services, hopefully improve the way the services are delivered, and do it with fewer people.
Branstad will take a few weeks to thoroughly review the budget bills legislators sent him on the final day of June. By law, the governor has 30 days to review those bills. Branstad has already approved one budget plan for the DOT, and he says it was nearly identical to his spending outline for that agency. News time is 9:11.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you asked. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you asked. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
And taking a look at world headlines, there is a big jump in the U.S. trade imbalance today. The Commerce Department said the trade deficit increased 15.1% to $50.2 billion in May. That's the largest imbalance since October 2008. Exports declined 0.5% to $174.9 billion. Imports rose 2.6% to $225.1 billion. President Obama says we're going to get this done, even if it takes daily meetings to get a deal done to reduce the deficit and raise the government's borrowing authority by August 2nd. But neither side has budged so far over revenue increases, which Obama wants and Republican lawmakers adamantly oppose. Another White House meeting is scheduled for today. The last spacewalk of the space shuttle era has begun, but there are no shuttle astronauts outside of the International Space Station. Two space station residents are out to retrieve a broken ammonia pump and stow it aboard the docked shuttle Atlantis for a trip back to Earth. They'll also attach a robot experiment to the station. An arrest warrant for a probation violation led to a gun battle that left two people dead, including a police officer in Indiana. The man being served the warrant also died. Police say the suspect opened fire within seconds of them entering the western Indiana home. And the availability of AIDS drugs in poor countries, particularly Africa, could get a boost. Officials say Gilead Sciences will allow some of its AIDS drugs to be made by generic manufacturers. In the first deal of its kind, the pharmaceutical company has agreed to allow four of its AIDS drugs to be made at a cheaper cost in return for a small proportion of royalties. And there are no funeral announcements this hour, so that's a check of our news here on KJAN, brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.